help from on high. O Thou who art King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship Thee. Before Jehovah's awful throne we bow with sacred joy. We can truly say that we delight in God. There was a time when we feared You, with the fear of bondage. Now we reverence, but we love as much as we reverence. The thought of Your omnipresence was once horrible to us. We said, whither shall we flee from His presence? And it seemed to make hell itself more dreadful because we heard a voice, If I made my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. The furnace of affliction grows cool when You are there. And the house of prayer when You are present is none other than the house of God. And it is the very gate of heaven. Come near, our Father, come very near to Your children. Some of us are very weak in body and faint in heart. Soon, lay Your right hand upon us and say to us, Fear not. Peradventure, some of us are alike, and the world is attracting us. Come near to kill the influence of the world with Your superior power. Even the worship may not seem easy to some. The dragon seems to pursue them, and floods out of his mouth wash away their devotion. Give to them great wings as of an eagle, that each one may fly away into the place prepared for him, and rest in the presence of God today. Our Father, come and rest Your children now. Take the helmet from our brow, remove from us the weight of our heavy armor for a while. And may we just have peace, perfect peace, and be at rest. Oh, help us, we pray, as You have already washed Your people in the fountain filled with blood and they are clean. Now, this morning wash us from defilement in the water, with the basin and with the ewer. O Master, wash our feet again. It will greatly refresh. It will prepare us for innermost fellowship with Yourself. So did the priests wash before they went into the holy place. Lord Jesus, take from us now everything that would hinder the closest communion with God. Any wish or desire that might hamper us in prayer, remove, we pray You. Any memory of either sorrow or care that might hinder the fixing of our affection wholly on our God, take it away now. What have we to do with idols anymore? You have seen and observed us. You know where the difficulty lies. Help us against it. And may we now come boldly, not into the holy place alone, but into the holiest of all, where we should not dare to come if our great Lord had not rent the veil, sprinkled the mercy seat with His own blood, and bidden us enter. Now, we have come close up to Yourself, to the light that shines between the wings of the cherubim, and we speak with You now as a man speaks with his friends. Our God, we are Yours. You are ours. We are now concerned in one business. We are leagued together for one battle. Your battle is our battle, and our fight is Yours. Help us, we pray You. You, who did strengthen Michael and his angels to cast out the dragon and his angels. Help poor flesh and blood, that to us also the word may be fulfilled. The Lord shall bruise Satan under Your feet shortly. Our Father, we are weak. Worst of all, we are very wicked if left to ourselves, and we soon fall a prey to the enemy. Therefore, help us. We confess that sometimes in prayer we are nearest to You at the very time some evil thought comes in, some wicked desire. Oh, what poor simpletons we are. We feel as if we would now come closer to You still, and hide under the shadow of Your wings. We wish to be lost in You. We pray that You may live in us, And not we live, but Christ live in us and show himself in us and through us. Lord, sanctify us. Oh, that your Spirit might come and saturate every faculty, subdue every passion, and use every power of our nature for obedience to you. Come, Holy Spirit, we do know you. You have often overshadowed us. Come more fully, take possession of us. Standing now as we feel we are right up at the mercy seat, our highest prayer is for perfect holiness, complete consecration, entire cleansing from every evil. Take our heart, our head, our hands, our feet, and use us all for you, Lord. Take our substance. Let us not hoard it for ourselves, nor spend it for ourselves. Take our talent. Let us not try to educate ourselves that we may have the repute of being wise, but let every gain of mental attainment be still, that we may serve you better. May every breath be for you. May every minute be spent for you. Help us to live while we live, and while we are busy in the world, as we must be, for we are called to it. May we sanctify the world for your service. May we be lumps of salt in the midst of society. May our spirit and temper as well as our conversation be heavenly. May there be an influence about us that shall make the world the better before we leave it. Lord, hear us in this thing. Now that we have your ear, we would pray for this poor world in which we live. We are often horrified by it. Oh Lord, we could wish that we did not know anything about it for our own comfort. We have said, oh, for a lodge in some vast wilderness. We hear of oppression and robbery and murder, and men seem let loose against each other. Lord, have mercy upon this great and wicked city. What is to be done with these millions? What can we do? At least help every child of yours to do its utmost. May none of us contribute to the evil directly or indirectly, but may we contribute to the good that is in it. We feel we may speak with you now about this. For when your servant Abraham stood before you and spake with such wonderful familiarity to you, he pleaded for Sodom, and we plead for London. We would follow the example of the Father of the Faithful and pray for all great cities, and indeed for all the nations. Lord, let your kingdom come. Send forth your light and your truth. Chase the old dragon from its throne with all of its hellish crew. Oh, that the day might come when even upon earth the Son of the Woman, the man-child, should rule the nations, not with a broken staff of wood, but with an enduring scepter of iron, full of mercy, but full of power, full of grace, but yet irresistible. Oh, that that might soon come, the personal advent of our Lord. Until then, O Lord, gird us for the fight, and make us to be among those who overcome through the blood of the Lamb, and through the word of our testimony. Because we love not our lives unto the death, we lift our voice to you in prayer also for all our dear ones. Lord, bless the sick and make them well as soon as it is right they should be. Sanctify to them all they have to bear. There are also dear friends who are very weak, some that are very trembling. God, bless them. While the tent is being taken down, may the inhabitant within look on with calm joy, for we shall, by and by, be clothed upon with our house that is from heaven. Lord, help us to sit very loose by all the things here below. May we live here like strangers, and make the world not a house but an inn, in which we sup and lodge, expecting to be on our journey tomorrow. Lord, save the unconverted and bring out from among them those who are converted. but who have not confessed Christ. May the church be built up by many who, having believed, are baptized to the sacred name, we pray. Go on and multiply the faithful in the land. Oh, that you would turn the hearts of men to the gospel once more. Your servant is often very heavy in heart because of the departures from the faith. Oh, bring them back. Let not Satan take away any more of the stars with his tail, but may the lamps of God shine bright. Oh, that you would walk among the seven golden candlesticks, trim the flame, pour forth the oil, and let the light shine brightly and steadily. Now, Lord, we cannot pray any longer. Though we have 1,000 things to ask for, your servant cannot. So he begs to leave a broken prayer at the mercy seat with this, at the foot of it. We ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.